The best choices here on CJOH Cable 7.
Camera one.
Roll it.
Fade in.
Toggle it.
It's been toggled. Cue the audience.
Put the filter through. Who's the light guy? Where's
Wardrobe?
The light guy?
Scott, you're tied.
I'm really perspiring here.
Where's my coffee? Look, we're going on in 5, 4, 3. And welcome to the Future Jerks. I'm Ray.
And I'm Scott, Future, in Ottawa, Canada.
Scott. Why are you wearing a green jacket? You know it's a green screen background. You're disappearing again.
My wife said it would look good on me.
Just wear your shirt. Just take off. I'll take off mine too.
You're not used to this, right? Because you've always been a radio guy.
I'm a radio guy. I'm not used to television.
Yeah, it's
all
pretty easy. You just look out in the camera, and you look at, like, if you're talking to one person, but not one person that hates you, but probably one person that likes you, like your grandmother.
Am I sweating? I'm sweating.
Yeah, you're. Profusely.
How come you're so composed? You've been on TV before?
I just have a natural way with the camera. It loves me, like my mom.
Look at the way you read those cards. I can't even... This is really difficult.
Yeah, I know, but it's like anything. Over time, you'll get better at it. Just don't make a complete ass of yourself. You know how many people are watching? Remember Tom Green?
Yes, I remember Tom Green. Ottawa Cablevision.
Exactly.
What we're on.
So this, someday you... could be divorced from Drew Barrymore. And you could have your testicle operation filmed on national television.
Give me a break.
Is that your new catchphrase? You've been working on that. I saw you when you were in the makeup room trying that out, like different ones.
Listen, when you're on TV, you got to have a catchphrase.
Absolutely. It's really important.
What's your catchphrase?
Mine is kind of contrarian in that I don't use one. It's a pregnant pause.
I don't use one. I want to get a t-shirt that says that. I don't use one. You got to be careful with, you know, chlamydia and stuff like that. Do your catchphrase. I want to hear it again.
Oh, okay. There you go.
No, I don't use one is your catchphrase.
Oh, it was the pause, the pregnant pause.
Oh, I thought the catchphrase was I don't use one. Thank you, audience, for tuning in to us today. We are coming to you live from Ottawa Cablevision, Channel 62. Unfortunately, this show can only be seen by the elderly who haven't hooked up their digital receivers yet.
Or had the who have not had the corrective glaucoma surgery and cataract
surgery.
Don't worry,
Scott. We'll have plenty of time to be cruel to the elderly later in the show.
Cruel? That's just a fact. That's the only people that can see us.
Just a fact. Just a cruel fact.
The facts of life.
Hey, viewers. We're two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are
the future jerks.
Jerks. Hey, welcome to the show. It's the first one, and we are really looking forward to it. You can see that we put a little bit of effort into designing this set with the audience member in mind. You can see that on each of the tables, we've got doilies. And the couch, we put the plastic covering over it so that it would protect the nice upholstery underneath on the Chesterfield.
So you're telling me there's upholstery on the Chesterfield?
Yeah, it's exactly right. And we polished up that desk with the pledge.
That's great.
And I think we're ready to go. I just want to have my cup of Metamucil.
This is going to be a fabulous show.
It's going to be really, really good.
Pass me some of that Metamucil.
Here you go.
Oh, it's thick. It's not even lumpy.
No.
It's so smooth.
Like your colon will be.
I think we have to go to commercial.
Oh.
And we'll be right back.
When they're hungry and wet, what meal's a sure bet?
Beefaroni!
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee!
Patty's pretty fast on her feet, but does she know what's good to eat?
Beef ravioli!
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee!
Sure, they love it, and it's good for them too, because we use the good ingredients you would, with no preservatives. Billy's in real good shape, but what's good on his plate?
Spaghetti and meatballs!
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee!
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee!
That was a great story, Scott.
Thanks.
Hey, folks.
Are we back already? How long have we been on? Because it's weird. It just seems like seconds, and it's been literally minutes, or has it been hours? It's kind
of
like...
We played hours of commercials.
Yeah. It's kind of how when you take a picture, the camera makes you look fat, but it also makes time seem faster.
It makes time go faster. You know, these old people, they don't know how long the commercial blocks are, so we take advantage of that here. Probably in the podcast version, we'll cut it down to just one or two commercials.
Okay.
But for you viewers at home, thanks for sitting through 62 commercials.
If you've been watching commercials for more than 4 hours, please contact your doctor.
This is a part of the show where we talk about the future. Now, you old people won't be here in the future, I'm sad to say. Your grandchildren will probably be dead. Your great-grandchildren will probably see it.
We are the super hosts 2000.
This is a part of the show where you learn a little bit about us
and what we've been up to.
Now, Scott, I know you've been obviously working out.
I have. My Abtronic.
You've been using the Abtronic?
Yes, it's a wonderful product. I recommend it to anybody.
I know you've been busy.
You know, this and that. You?
Am I right, people? Hey! Oh, me? Oh, I've been so busy. You know how it is, eh? Oh, man, I've been busy. I got my own diaper factory I've been starting. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I'm starting my own diaper factory. It's true.
What's the name of your diaper factory?
Oh, it's called Spill'em.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spill'ems and Fill'ems, right? Spill'ems and Fill'ems.
Well, those are the two brands I've got going. I've got Spill'ems and Fill'ems. Spill'ems is a, like a light-duty adult diaper.
You said duty. Or...
Hey, careful. Don't get too blue, for this is Cablevision.
That's true.
This is not HBO. Spill'ems is like a light-duty adult diaper for holding a little bit of urine, like if your friends make you laugh. You know, you're watching Wayne and Schuster or something, and
a little bit of pee,
one drop of pee or two, it's going to catch that. And then Fill'ems, that's more of a fecal explosion containment device for large quantities, maybe 6 liters of feces and urine it can capture. In fact, we've got the largest capacity adult diapers on the market. You don't have to change it for 2 or 3 days, some people.
Wow, that's a quality product.
It is a quality product, and thank you for buzz marketing my diapers.
Well, I raise a toast of Metamucil to that.
Yeah, I'm really, thank you for the nice compliments about our diaper product. I'd just like to tell you people out there, Depends contains broken glass.
I don't know whether you can say that.
They're filled with broken glass. They will cut you up. Don't use them.
Do you have any kind of clear evidence on this? Because I really don't feel like... Have we incorporated? I just want to be sure that I'm not personally liable for the statements you make.
Listen, folks. Depends or not, probably don't have broken glass in them. I'll say that. They might not have broken glass. They don't have broken glass in them.
That you know of.
Look, no one's buying our diapers. The Spill'em diapers are doing okay. The Fill'em diapers, you'd think a lot of people would excrete 6 kilograms of fecal matter. Or leaders. No, they're just not popular. It's just not doing very well. Should I have admitted that on the air?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just not good at television. Why are you such an expert at television? What shows have you been on before?
Mostly game shows.
You were on Mad Dash. You were on Pitfall.
Exactly. Pitfall. Very good.
Well, what was that? You were on a game show with like a some sort of semen thing. What was that about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called Anchors Away or something like
that. I don't know this show.
Well, you walk across the submarine and there's like skill testing questions, Canadian celebrities, like Tu Leak.
You obviously only had that in Empire. I never saw that show.
Oh, that's a good one. So, Scott, I just wanted to say,
you probably made a mistake sponsoring that new guitar urinal. There's an inverse relationship between your interests as a diaper, which would retain the urine, and the guitar pee urinal that you have sponsored in Brazil.
Oh, no.
You want to tell the folks about your sponsorship?
It's a toilet. It's a urinal. And when you pee in it, it makes music. You know, but the problem is old people can't pee very well, and so you end up, it sounds terrible.
I think they'd be pretty good at hammering on. But the funny thing is that one would wonder why you went to Brazil, but the connection between Nagoya and Brazil is pretty strong, right?
Very strong.
There's a big,
buddies.
Yeah, there's a big Brazilian community there, so it was it made perfect sense for you to test market this sponsorship of the guitar urinal in Brazil. You're gonna throw that up on the notes, right? Like to show up people, because it's pretty neat if you've seen it.
I will throw it up on the notes. It's amazing. It's a really great. I think it's a great product. It's called Guitar Pee, and you can urinate your own song.
I gotta say, I think that, and you can make your own MP3, P3 they call it, so you can listen to it later. I think that they're not gonna stop with guitars. Like, you can see where every instrument they're gonna make a P-related one.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be just a jam session when you go into the bathroom.
We're gonna have fart trumpets where you hook the mouthpiece up to your rectum and you fart out notes.
Well, I think it's really is the future of music.
It's true. Now, what about women? Can they use the guitar urinal?
They'd have to get one of those like funnels.
Yeah. But they also, they have an instrument for ladies, too.
But ladies don't play guitar, do they?
No, but they do play tuba.
And the trombone.
All right, it's getting a little blue in here. Am I right, fellas? Oh, and the band is looking great tonight. Look at them. They're wearing shirts.
Those are some hep cats.
They're some hep cats. I can't wait to go backstage and yell at them later.
Yep.
You know, if you can pee into a urinal, that's fine if you're healthy. But what if you have a kidney stone?
No, my uncle was trying to play your urinal guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just couldn't do it.
Why not?
He is nothing if not committed to things. And he was red in the face trying to play.
Well, like Santana, like he's just expressing himself.
Exactly like Santana. It was like a. Apparently he had a kidney stone.
A kidney stone?
Yeah, yeah. There's a rash of them. And you never know what you're going to get. They're like chocolates or snowflakes.
Oh, my God.
For instance, did you read the thing about the guy who went to the hospital because he had a kidney stone? Turns out...
No?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The guy goes to the hospital. He has a kidney stone.
That's a pretty standard operation.
Yeah. Well, turns out he finds out he's not a dude.
He's a woman?
He's a woman.
So let me get this straight. There was a nurse reading the ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, by the way, you're female.
That sounds right.
Well, you know, this happened to me once.
Really?
If you don't know, my original name was Raymond with an E. I was a girl, and then
Why am I only hearing about that? I've known you for 25 years.
This is before I met you.
And you never thought you should mention that?
Well, here's what happened. I was probably about 7 years old. No, maybe 17. And I went to the doctor's with an ingrown toenail, and the doctor was down there checking out my toe, and all of a sudden he felt something on his head. And he looked up, and he said, I think this is a boy, not a girl.
And this is when you had ringlets.
What?
This is when you were wearing ringlets?
Oh, yeah, and I was wearing bangles. Yeah, I was dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
As a girl, anyway. Yeah. And, you know, wearing
with the shepherd's
skirt and everything. But I just hadn't realized that I had a big So I've been a man ever since. I've even had testicles installed, but we'll get to that later.
All right. Well, this is going well.
We have animal news. Yeah. There was a really cute story about a man in Ontario who was at his cabin. George Chervel. He's a 65-year-old man, and he was in the bathroom.
No.
At an outhouse.
Yeah. As he said, I'm sitting on a throne and my feet are up on some shine. No, I'm sitting on a throne and my feet are sort of up on the poop stool, as we call it. So I'm kicking to get him to go away, but I grabbed some pants and that we were down around my ankles. And that was the start of it, and he just kept coming. He had the door wide open on the outhouse because he wanted to enjoy the view when the bear barged in on him. I gotta say that my wife is like that too. Like, that's why she keeps the door closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says it's privacy, but just because she doesn't want a bear to come in.
You know, I really love the Bloomin' Onion.
Pardon me?
Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, yes. But I think it's called Outback. That'd be a really terrible It's just a knockoff. It's like a shitty version of Outback.
I think I'm gonna have to make a commercial for that.
Come to the Outhouse Steakhouse, where we've got Hackabore, Billabongs, Bludgers, Razzrazoos, Brekkies, Brickies, Brizzies, Fundies, Bush Tellies, Cockies, Coat Hangers, Cubby House, Dickheads, Dead Horse, Fair Dingham, Flywire, Cops, Matt, Hooly Dooly, Knocker, Liquid Laugh, Mongrel, Caesar Salad, Piss, Rat Bag, Porterhouse Steak, Veggie Burger, Wacker, and Soup, and don't forget the Bloomin' Onion, at the Outhouse Steakhouse.
All right. Chocolate. My chocolate
is in my peanut butter.
It's delicious.
I like it.
You get two great tastes in one candy bar.
Real milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Baby, germs of the future. Babies. Jerks of the future.
So, Baby's Jerks of the Future. This is the part of the show where I, an expectant father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles served with béarnaise at a Tokyo restaurant.
Painful.
Béarnaise.
Okay, we have an update from last week's episode.
All right.
On Femen. What's going on with Femen this week?
Well, they plan.
Wait, what is Femen for the people just tuning in?
It's a woman's right group in Ukraine that is primarily known for going topless.
They go topless to promote women's rights.
That's right. So they're going to apparently really cause a fuss at
a baseball game.
No,
a baseball game.
The Euro Soccer
tournament.
Yeah.
Right. I've never heard of this Euro Soccer thing.
Well, soccer is a sport played with a ball on a field, and everybody but North Americans seem to like it.
Oh, it's like ringette with a ball.
It's like
cricket. It's like cricket?
It's like Jerry Lewis.
Oh, exactly. So it's like a sporting event we don't care about.
Exactly. There's a big tournament over there in the Europe, in the Ukraine, starting pretty soon. Like, we don't really care because it's soccer, right? But they are going to just basically walk around showing off their human rights.
Now, the media in Ukraine is really sex-obsessed. Like, it's kind of like Italy in that there's a lot of jiggly bosoms on television, would you not say?
I wouldn't know.
Have you ever given an erotic massage, Scott? Why don't you tell the audience?
Only to John Travolta.
In the sex industry, do you have to wear a hard hat or some sort of safety device?
Hip waders are important to wear.
And that brings us to our next topic.
It's also kind of a follow-up on last week about the running out of kids.
Are we running out of kids?
Well, in Japan you are.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't believe Japan's running out of kids, but I can't believe what they do to their old people.
See, it's a shame.
Yeah, apparently Japan drops them onto mountains like Everest. Yeah,
by the ton.
Yeah, but there's a story about a 73-year-old woman getting to Everest, being dropped there. Get this, it's her second time there. Not only did she go and escape and climb back, but Japan brought her right back up.
And it's a dumping ground for old people.
It's crazy. Like, I know they're a distinct culture and all that, but I thought they honored old people, but it doesn't seem they do.
No, that's the sad part of their culture, is that they use Mount Everest as a human garbage dump for humans.
It's really, really shocking. I'm surprised the international community hasn't had more to say about it.
Not everyone's against it. I'm all for it. I think it's good.
Well, that's because you've been buying the propaganda that you probably are getting there.
I don't sell spillums or fillums in Japan, so it doesn't really concern me what they do with their old people here.
But they have a lot of old people, so maybe you'd make a lot more money if you got them not to throw them onto the mountains.
Look, we don't have a lot of room to bury people here. It's the mountains just sitting there, not being used.
But once they die, why don't you just then drop them?
Yeah, but Japanese people live to be 100 years old.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of a waste of time to not throw them on Mount Everest.
I'm going to go on record.
Look, they're not.
I'm against throwing old people onto mountains.
You've never heard children. Children are our future. Children are our future.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that means that they're just, like, to be thrown out like the trash.
I don't know.
The elderly must have other uses.
I don't think so.
Yeah, come on. What else could they be doing? Okay. For instance, a footstool. You think about it. Why? At least that's preserving. That's kind of like recycling. You're using the old person for a good use, because they usually aren't doing a lot of. They're not moving a lot, right?
Yeah, but you got to think, it's in the future. We won't need any of that stuff. So what are we going to use old people for in the future?
We're running out of resources. So wood and metal and plastic.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, plastic. Talk about old. That's going to be around forever. At least this, after a couple of decades, you'll be able to recycle and get new old furniture.
Well, they could be used as ballast.
And don't forget, you can protect your old person furniture by putting that nice clear plastic cover over it.
Could old people be used as some sort of burglar alarm?
Sure.
Could be handy. Oh, what about a chalk for an airplane? You know, those little wedges you put so the wind doesn't blow the plane away.
That would be a great use for them. Actually, you could use their dentures for that.
Mm-hmm. People in the future are going to live to be 200 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at what point do you become, are you still elderly when you're 73 and you're still going to live 100 more years? Or do we redefine what elderly is?
Hmm.
Are you elderly when you're 160, then it's like you're over the hill, and then the hill is like 100.
I think
it's all so confusing.
You're going to have to find some objective test, right? So I think it's a point where you tune out what the person's saying. They're telling the story, they're talking about their day, and you just kind of tune it out. That's probably the point where they're an elderly person.
A test? Well, what can old people not do? Well, they're not good at rapping.
Did you not see the Eurovision contest with the Russian old ladies?
I did not.
Yeah, they were rapping.
Okay, so we can't use that. Old people are not good at
being young.
Yeah, but we can't test for that if you're going to live to be 200. What about Pokemon? Pogs. Old people are terrible at Pogs.
I don't even know what Pogs is. Wait, does that mean I'm old?
You better watch it.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be sent to
Everest. I'm going to be thrown on Everest. I don't even like heights.
Speaking of heights, did you hear about this man who fathered 30 kids that needs child support? He wants child support.
Oh, you mean that guy in the,
you
guy
so
in the UK?
I'm so damn angry. No, this is a totally new article that doesn't relate to anything we ever did before on this podcast.
Wow.
Television program.
That's shocking.
Have you heard about this?
Just now.
He's from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
A place called
Tennessee. More like
Exactly. Knoxville, more like Knoxville. Oh, I got a million of them. He had children with 11 different women. The guy's making minimum wage, so he's doing all right. The state divides up his paycheck. They take half his paycheck, they divide it up. These women get like $1.49 per month, and the oldest kid is 14 years old. Now I ask you, Scott, and I ask the audience and the people at home,
the viewers,
should we limit the amount of sperm that a man can make? Should we sort of meter it? Because we have the technology to do it right now. We can measure the amount of sperm. We can put a little microchip in there, and then we could make sure he only releases a certain amount of sperm per month.
So let me understand it. You are advocating a Peter meter.
That's true. We don't need more babies.
Except for in Japan.
Maybe this is what we need. Why don't we send this guy to Japan to make love to all the ladies?
That's probably a good idea. Oh,
it's not against the law. I think what he's doing is fine.
You're advocating for him
fathering as many children as he feels like he wants to. Because it's not his fault. The Lord gave him a wiener and a pair of nuts.
Yeah, but ultimately it becomes somebody else's problem, right?
Or someone else's pleasure. Don't forget.
I don't know. It's a taxpayer's. It becomes a taxpayer's responsibilities.
Why do we have sperm banks when sperm is free? This guy is giving away free sperm. Why don't we just shut down all the sperm banks, stop wasting government money on sperm bank bailouts, and we'll have all the sperm we need from this guy?
You're just one of those people supporting Ball Street.
You know, only 1% of the sperm is even used. God, what is your comment on what I just said? Those words I just came out of my mouth. I want you to say something about that.
I'm not really sure what you said.
Sperm, 1%, coming out of the penis.
It would be like you to, you know, support the 1%.
That's a good one. Why didn't I think of that joke?
It's not a joke. It's true. You always tend to favor the elite and the rich over the oppressed.
Go to commercial.
Returning this fall to CTV, the family adventure series Littlest Hobo.
A German shepherd was suspected to come into contact with a rabid raccoon.
I'll be okay.
Littlest Hobo, tomorrow on CTV.
This is the part of the show where I ask Ray about futuristic life in futuristic Japan.
Well, today there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Japan. Do you remember AKB48?
Do I?
They're a Jewish... No, they're a Japanese girl group.
Yes.
With 48 members.
Is that why they're called AKB48?
Yeah, well, the AKB is Akihabara.
Oh.
And the 48 is the number of members in the band. 48 members. And it makes you think about... You remember Bananarama only had 3 members.
Yeah. Why is there 48 members?
I think the 48 is just perfect to make their music really great. If you put 50, it kind of muddies up the sound.
Yeah?
47, sounds a little thin.
So what's happening? Tell me.
They have an election.
You have an erection?
Oh, wow. I think the folks at home can see. Wow.
We already established that you said that you're a dude. The doctor told you. I know. I got it.
Well, I like to show off on camera. Look at that. Look, because of, I guess you people at home have figured out that we're not actually in the same room right now. We're using a green screen lighting effect. And look at this. I can put it right near Scott's mouth.
No, get that away.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, get back to the
top
story.
On that.
Get back to the story.
Chop it.
No.
A part of this election is to choose who's going to be in the band, who's going to get kicked out of the band. So you have new members that are up-and-comers, and then you have old members that are, like, not so popular. They're going to get kicked out. Someone's going to be, like, the number one. You know, whoever gets the most votes will be, like, the number one. There'll be a lot of crying. I saw it last year, the election. It was very touching. This thing is as popular as the presidential elections.
So are there negative ads? Do you have?
Not yet.
No, they should be cultivating that pretty soon.
They should, because this is only in its infancy, but they should be negative ads where they call one another a whore, etc. They should take a page out of Feynman's book.
Yeah.
So to vote on this thing costs you $12, and you have to buy a single, and then you can vote. And really diehard fans will buy extra copies to procure more ballots. Vote early, vote often.
Well, I think that you're probably going to see a move to that in most countries. I think that there's talk already, because we haven't been able to figure out, you know, changes to the electoral system here in Canada. And you may have heard about the abuse that went on with the robocall scandal.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, so I think that the movement is probably out there that we're all going to move to a buying a single process. As you know, Bob Ray plays the piano. Stephen Harper plays the piano. Thomas Mulcair, I think he plays like Juice Harp or something. So I think that we're all going to do a little ditty and put it out there, and people are going to vote with their pocketbook, just like with the AKB-48.
And, I'm okay with that because the most dedicated voters are going to vote, right? Because the music is going to be terrible, I imagine. So the only reason you're going to buy it is to vote.
Or is it terrible?
Maybe it'll be wonderful. It could.
Isn't
be
that just because you're an
hit.
Old dude that you're saying that?
No, I'm just assuming because they're not professional musicians.
That's pretty condescending. Like, where would we be without like Menudo or New Kids or NSYNC?
That's true.
Or Spice Girls.
Some of the best music ever made. Speaking of Spice,
yeah.
Do you know about this stuff called Spice? It's in every country. They banned it in Canada, but there's still some types that are legal.
I have heard a little bit about it, although I did hear about another thing called bath salts. Have you heard about this?
I heard about bath salts too.
That's crazy.
A guy ate a hobo's head.
Yeah, it makes you feel really good, and then hobo. Chef Boyar, hobo face.
When we were kids, they didn't have drugs that made you eat a hobo's head.
Oh, you had that PCP.
But I don't think it made you, it didn't have the munchies thing going on, you know?
You're right, you would not eat a hobo.
So they take herbs and they mix experimental designer drugs, and they skirt past the laws by just changing the formulation a little bit, and then they make it illegal, and they just change it again. So they sell this stuff all over Japan, as they do in other countries. But now, just like Japan, to have a vending machine with these semi-legal drugs in them. Junkies can go and just pop the coin in and grab a little bag of fun. We don't have as many hobos here.
They're just hidden in those little cities.
When these users of these vending machines need a snack, what are they to do?
That is a problem. We could have old people, instead of dropping them on Everest, you take the old people, you put them on the street as homeless people for the people who are peeking out on the bath salts.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, see, old people are useful. You could have Wilford Brimley doing a commercial saying, not only is it tasty, but it's also good for you.
It's not only tasty, but it's real good for you.
It's like Sean Connery doing Wilford Brimley.
You'll never get old, and you'll never die.
You just eat my face.
Just eat my face. Start up near the scalp and start chomping.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brilliant campaign. I can see it now.
Hey, speaking of Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, what?
Well, he's a big fan of music, is he not?
He is.
Tell me some of his favorite musical acts.
Well, as luck would have it, we have, because this is TV and we're trying to keep our audience's attention, we've got a musical guest today. Clap your hands together without breaking them due to osteoporosis.
Yeah, here we go.
Woodrow Wilson Sovine, better known as Red Sovine. He puts the red into the bovine.
It's Red Sovine!
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town. Come on, black truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. But you see, I get lonely, and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled, and I can't walk. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Light Days Feminine Pads. The answer to three feminine needs. Light Days provide light menstrual protection. Count on Light Days as a tampon backup. Or for day-to-day freshness. Comfortable as a liner with more protection. Light Days. Three kinds of peace of mind built right in. With or without deodorant, Light Days instead of just a liner.
It's soup talk. It's soup talk. Soup talk. Let's talk about soup.
You know, Ray likes all soups. It's a fact. I can prove it.
Well, please do. Listen, I got a lot of stuff to talk about with soup.
Mm-hmm.
Soup is heavy on my mind. But first, I want to introduce a new segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a new segment. And
oh, no. Not this one.
Yeah, here's a theme song. Are you ready for the segment? Because it's our first time on TV, we can show pictures.
Is it really
put the picture on our background or why? Where's the picture? It's just blank.
Yeah. No, I'm not really. I'm still uncomfortable with this bit yet.
Yeah, it's easy. You just Photoshop your wiener, and you know, we make like two cross swords in Photoshop.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean,
you agreed. You thought this was a great
idea.
No, this was your idea originally.
We were brainstorming, and you know the first rule of brainstorming.
No, I don't. What's the first rule of brainstorming?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Come on, you're just trying to get out of this.
Would
you prefer if it was like a skull and crossbones, where the crossbones were like two members crossing? That's better?
I'm just not sure that it's really the way we want to go. Look, at our audience right now for viewers is between 77
Scott,
and 94.
I spent all week making this theme song.
Well, it's not going to hurt. We might be able to reuse it for another bit.
Reuse it? It's very descriptive of what the song is about.
The musical part we could use.
No, I can't. It's all mixed. I did that live with instruments and everything and recorded one track.
Well, you know, these things are never a waste, right? Because you can be inspired for another bit, maybe.
This whole episode is a waste. You ruined everything.
Well, I think we need to talk a little bit clearer, and you need to control your anger, because this is a problem, is we're not able to actually have honest conversations.
I'll control your anger.
Look at what I'm trying to say is stop interrupting me. You can't have an open and honest conversation. You can't,
Scott. You are ruining this show. Look! I'll put it up on the screen. These are our Nielsen ratings. They're dropping every time you open your mouth. Ratings drop.
You notice where they drop? When Cross Swords comes out.
That's not where it dropped. It dropped when you were talking about the stupid spice thing and the Euro game thing with the Femen. Look, we're gonna get canceled. We're almost at the cancellation.
I don't think this
point.
Bickering really helps things.
Do something to make us not get canceled. That line is going down. Our ratings are dropping like crazy.
Oh man.
We got like 10 seconds to save this show.
Did you not get the note from the producer? We're canceled.
Wait, no, it's
we're
still,
canceled.
Still.
No, we're
what?
Canceled. Jay Leno.
We're not canceled. We're still going.
No,
dude,
it's over.
It's canceled.
Jay Leno's taking over.
What? The camera. What? Are we off the air?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll
we still have the podcast, though, right?
We might be
can't
able
to cancel that. Yeah,
I think there's nothing left for us to do but just grow beards and take the show on the road for a while until we can get on TBS.
Oh no, this was the worst experiment. Why did we do this TV thing? We should just stick to podcasting. It's what we know best.
What's the next thing? Like TV is like that's been around since like what the 30s?
Since the 30s, Hitler had the first TV show.
He created
Three Hitlers.
That's right. He created the first TV.
Right, and he had that show, Volkstuben. The Hitler Mooners, something like that. Yeah, so we'll have to think of something else. Maybe you guys have some ideas. One thing is certain. We need your reviews on iTunes more than ever. Please go to iTunes, search for Future Jerks, and please give us a review, an honest and hateful review with lots of stars. That would be really great, especially since we got canceled.
And overlook the Cross Swords thing, I would suggest, if you could.
No, we're going to do that next week. We're going to be back with Cross Swords. We
might
even open the show with it.
We're not going to be back.
We'll discuss this after the show. I think it's going to be our best new segment.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this.
No, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a big part of the show.
Just remember to spell our names right.
Spell our names right. Follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
And
did you see that Chavez is following us now? Hugo Chavez?
Wow.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have to make a Spanish language episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Take your Lipitor.
Enjoy Phenomint.
Kick back, enjoy a Sanka, and enjoy the rest of your day.
And we'll see you back to the future. Back.